2016 is the first election year Americans have seen since 1965 without the protection of a robust Voting Rights Act. The Supreme Court invalidated a key part of that landmark law 3 years ago. This week, thousands of people are in Washington, D.C. under the banner of Democracy Spring to protest that and another Supreme Court ruling they say has corrupted democracy.
We think OC Citizens United as the first step towards a complete takeover of wealthy money interests, taking over our politics.
Peter James Callahan is a spokesperson for Democracy Spring. He says the movement represents a cross-section of the U.S. population.
We've seen everyone from 13 and 14-year-olds that begged their parents to let them come, and their parents escorted them to D.C. to get arrested, which is pretty epic. And then we saw, you know, yesterday with Elder's Day, tons of older Americans standing up for the voices of their children and grandchildren and the future of this country.
Each day's sit-in has a different theme, from Black Lives Matter to climate justice. And so far, organizers say more than 600 people have been arrested for their peaceful protest. David Darby of Oregon was one of around 400 people arrested on the first day. He says, as a person who was raised in poverty, the issue of money in politics feels personal.
The idea of me owning property or a house or having retirement or getting education or having health care, I saw very early on I didn't really have much of a future.
As he started asking questions, people told him if he wanted to make change, he should work within the system.
I looked at that as a serious option, even though I didn't have access in the same ways that other people with privilege have. And as I started to look into that, I started to realize that those who were in those positions that even if I got myself into, I would have to be answering to big money, because this is the only way you can hold an office.
Darby also took part in a 10-day march from Philadelphia to Washington leading up to the Democracy Spring week of action. 160 people participated in that march, with many more joining along the way for a day at a time. Peter James Callahan says they encountered support all along the way.
We had a farmer give us 8 dozen eggs because he really supported what we were doing, really wanted to make some change, but that's all he had to give us. So he gave us 8 dozen fresh eggs, and we were very grateful for it.
The Democracy Spring campaign is pushing Congress to consider 2 voting rights bills and 2 bills to get big money out of politics. Hundreds of high-profile individuals and organizations, from actor Mark Ruffalo to the Yes Men, have signed on to the campaign. Tanya Snyder, FSRN in Washington.